The K-Rock Football pre-game interview.
Great start to the season for the Dockers, and looking to, these are probably the games you really have to win to, I suppose, for the rest of the AFL community to stand up and go, yeah, this is the Dockers.
Yeah, you're right. It's good to be on board, lads. I always look forward to penciling this into the calendar. I knew Kingy would text me Monday morning before I got out of bed to see if I was available this week, so good to be back on where it all started and where I learnt my craft. Yeah, it is. Like, it's an important game for us. Geelong are a great side. They have been for a lot of years, and they've bullied us the last couple of times we've played. So, yeah, it's a real, I suppose, benchmark game for us, and you know, we'll get some feedback at the end of the day as to where we sit in the AFL comp.
Pre-season, in terms of contested footy, it's been your real change to your game from last year to this year. So, yeah, what's gone about that in pre-season?
Well, another pre-season for all our younger players, and they've become, you know, a little bit stronger, a little bit more mature. They understand the game a little bit more, and we've made it a real focus, especially our tackling. It was something we highlighted at the end of last year that was really inconsistent and dropped off towards the end of the year. And Matty Boyd did a really good job of putting a tackling program in place, and the players bought in and really, really went to work in that area of the game. And I think that's probably been our biggest improvement area so far in the season.
JL, thanks for joining us. Always a pleasure to talk with you. Kingy, Benny, Neilty and Pete Ryan up in the box. The dimensions are unique here at GMHBA Stadium and have caught out many a team. Jordan Clark, have you tapped into his knowledge of the venue throughout the week just to get a bit of a handle on how to play here, considering a lot of your team haven't been here since 2018 and some actually haven't been here before at all?
Yeah, spoken to Geordie a little bit, and Joel Corey's on our coaching staff that played a bit of decent footy here, so we've tapped into them. And then probably just made a lot of it, really, because sometimes you can get caught up in the ground, the travel, the ground size, the weather, and forget what's important. And I think that's been the critical thing for us this year, and our consistency has improved on focusing on what's important in our game and not worrying about the other things that are sometimes less important. But, yeah, Geordie's been a help. I asked him if Dangerfield was playing, and he said, yeah, lock him in, he's definitely playing. So, yeah, Geordie's had a couple of swings and misses this week.
The hotel you would have been sitting in last night, is it absolutely pounded down rain, sort of between 4 and 8 last night, an inch and a half in the old has fallen. But have you had the floor shines on the deck and got a bit of a feel for how it is underfoot?
It's a little bit soft, but it's a great deck. And, you know, I think we can play our footy here really well. So, you know, like you said before, a lot of players on our list haven't been here before, so they don't necessarily, you know, understand some of the games that we've played here in the past and some of the, you know, probably, you know, the losses that have not gone our way. So, you know, it's a fresh group, and we're, you know, ready to write our own history.
Justin, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. You're great with your time, obviously, where it all started for you on K-Rock. Do you pull out your K-Rock highlights tape often and sort of go down memory lane, or do you sort of just take it 1 week at a time?
Yeah, 1 week at a time, mate. I don't think they're worth going back over some of those.
There was some absolute crackers. Listen, I'll ask you a serious question. Your development of your footy team, what's most... Obviously, you take over a team. There's plenty of areas to work on. You work on those over a period of time. Nothing sort of gets fixed overnight in this competition. It's so brutal. What's been the most pleasing aspect of your start in terms of the way your team's playing as opposed to when you're first, you know, in your first season at the club?
Yeah, I think it's been well documented that we worked on our defensive structures and system first, and that's carried through the whole time. And I mentioned our pressure and our contest has stepped up to a really consistent level, but I think the most pleasing thing is that we're starting to trust ourselves with ball in hand. You know, as a young group, sometimes you can feel the pressure and not show the composure required at AFL level and kick it back to the opposition. I've been really impressed with the couple of gears we've been able to play in this year. We've been a little bit steadier and safer in our back half, but between the arcs, we've really been able to trust ourselves and speed up. And, you know, a lot's been made of our speed, but that's come off the back of us winning really good contests and being able to drive out of those contests to access that speed. So that's probably been the big improvement this year.
Do you enjoy coaching with the mask on? Does it help? Because we don't sort of see your facial expressions. I reckon it's a real good sort of, you know, keeps you everybody guessing as to what your thoughts are.
Yeah, you can let go.
Yeah.
Let go under the mask. Yeah, you can.
You should get it sponsored, do you reckon?
Few expletives come out every now and then, and no one picks up on them, which is nice.
No, I've noticed that.
We're speaking with Fremantle coach Justin Longmuir. Here's Mark Neild on K-Rock Footy.
Justin, good luck this afternoon, and really well done with the way your footy club's playing. During the week, I listened to Chris Scott, your opposing coach today, talk about your team, and he said they're playing top four footy, and then I had a look at all the stats, and it's really hard. I know you said then you started with defence. It's really hard at the moment to look through the stats and work out exactly where the improvement has come from, because you're really high in everything. And then it goes on to talk about you've got great depth in the midfield. In terms of the specific players that are in there, have there been a few that have jumped up ahead of what you thought they were capable of at this time in their career?
I think they've developed incrementally over the last couple of years. I think Andy Brayshaw's taken his game to another level, and whether I thought he was going to be the really skillful outside inside player, like you probably don't. You don't know until you see them and you work with them and you see their desire to improve week in, week out. Caleb Strong's improved his footy again. Will Brody, we didn't realise he would be as good as he was, as quick as he has been for us as well. After getting him from Gold Coast, we've been able to manufacture a role that suits him and allows him to play to his strengths. And I think it's been well done.
what's happened, JL?
You got me, lads?
Yeah.
Just had a little technical malfunction.
Did we have a malfunction?
Wow. Nothing.
It wasn't a Super Bowl style, was it?
No, knocked the cord out. It was my fault. And I think our small forwards have really gone to work on the back of our midfield, giving them good supply. But we've still got areas of our game that we need to work on. And our stoppage stuff, like scores from stoppage, hasn't been up to scratch. We've been mainly relying on our turnover scores. So there's a lot of work to do, but... Yeah, as you said, we're sitting in a good spot at the moment.
Yeah, you certainly are. So just on today specifically against Geelong, the tables have turned a little bit. Like, Geelong have been up top four for quite a long time, and people come down here and they're sort of hunting Geelong. But the way you're going and where you're sitting, it's almost reversed. So if you look at today, an area of the game that you think you need to be on top of Geelong to get the 4 points, what would that be?
We need to bring our pressure. Geelong do a really good job of their midfield flips, and they run patterns which can destabilise you at times. And to be able to stop that, you need to make sure you win the contest and win good pressure. And I touched on it before. You come down here and you spend a lot of time on ground size and shape and weather and conditions and all those sorts of things. And you lose sight of what's most important on this ground. And because it's a little bit tighter, the contest becomes even more important. So we've focused heavily on that. And we need to make sure we support our backs. They do a pretty good job of emptying out opposition back lines and creating one-on-ones for their big fellas. So we need to make sure that we don't leave Piercy and Coxie and Griffin Logue on islands.
Justin, Peter Ryan here. Good luck today. I was going to ask you about the forward line. Obviously, Tom Hawkins and Jeremy Cameron, two of the best players in the game. How do you manage to tackle them, or how do you go into the game with a plan for them?
We feel like we've got a couple of good key defenders in really good form in Pierce, Cox, and Logue. So those two of those will get the job, and we'll try and like I said, not leave them one-on-one. So, whether that's Coxie or Luke Ryan giving us a little bit of defensive depth to be able to come third man into those contests or at least force, Geelong to have shots from wide areas. Just can't be left to our back. So we've got to make sure we, slow their ball movement down. And that's been probably the big improver in Geelong's game this year, their ability to take the corridor on more and more overlap run and more speed in their ball movement to get it into those tools a bit quicker. So we need to make sure we slow them down up the ground.
And you spoke about scores from stoppages. How ready is Lloyd Meek? Is he unlucky to be not getting the game because he's behind Sean Darcy?
Yeah, he has been unlucky. He's probably been the biggest improver on our list over the pre-season and over the last couple of years. He goes to work every day on his game, and he'll be up for the challenge.
JL, last one before we let you go. I picked Nat Fyfe to win the Brownlow in our crystal ball at the start of the year. Can he get back in time to then go 3-3-3-3-3-3-3 and win it?
Yeah, I don't know. Hopefully. You know, it's a good one to have up our sleeve as a coaching group to, you know, get him back into the team. And hopefully we can be in a really good position and you know, sitting in a good spot on the ladder when he does return.
JL, really do appreciate your time. Thanks for taking my text message. I forgot the two-hour time difference, so sorry to wake you up on Monday morning. And look forward to talking to you hopefully in the finals.
No worries. Thanks, lads. Have a good call.
Good on you, Justin.
Justin Longmuir joining us. Great to have a chat with the coach of the Fremantle Dockers.
The K-Rock Football pre-game interview.